Senators will have to decide if they believe Donald John Trump incited the erection.
So, have a good life. We will see you soon.
For there is always light if only we're brave enough to see it. If only we're brave enough to be it.
And we'll lead not merely by the example of our power, but by the power of our example.
Strike and 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 strike.
I will eat your leftist ass like corn on the cob. I'm ready.
Welcome to the Crab Diving Show with your hosts, Ryan Pfeiffer and Patrick Vile.
Everybody, welcome to Crab Diving Live, blasting at you from Pensacola, Florida, the Redneck Riviera, U.S. of A. A little bit after 2 p.m. on the Pacific Coast, a little bit after 5 if you're listening to us live out east. If it isn't that time, then you must be listening to us as a rerun on the Crab Diving Network, streaming free 24/7. Or maybe thou hast gone and done downloaded us as a podcast at your favorite podcasting application or at crabdiving.com. However the fuck you're listening to us, we appreciate the tap dancing, pole vaulting, shot putting fuck out of it.
Tomorrow and tomorrow
and tomorrow. No more pussy footing around!
She can play Gertrude.
You know, Kelsey Grammer playing Macbeth is something that not enough people saw.
I can't believe that you experienced that.
It was the most amazing thing.
I'm very envious of that
ever.
Experience.
Man, it was like Frasier Crane
playing Macbeth.
Which makes, I mean, listen, man.
Poor Kelsey.
And then the last fight with McDuff, he did something.
Oh, spoiler alert.
Yeah. Oh, yes. Yeah, so sorry. He does something where it's like, before he goes for the last parry, before he gets his head cut off or whatever, he did. I don't know how to explain. He did one of these. He did a physicality that was so Frasier. It was like this. He did like a little prep before he went in for the last thing. I was like, that's Frasier Crane in the last. That is Frasier Crane. That's why I've watched this whole play. Where's Eddie?
Eddie's passed.
Oh, that's true.
As did John Mahoney.
Wow.
Sadly.
Niles is still alive.
They're talking revival.
Oh God. Shit.
No.
You know, I don't know. Just do something
Kelsey's
else.
Kelsey's got some bills.
Yeah. But don't make it like, you can't make it like it was, because it's not. Make it like you know.
Oh yeah, yeah. Well, yeah, I assume it's gonna be a little different. Although it's gonna be the same crew.
Yeah. I'm just trying to think.
Jane
like,
Leaves said she's in. Perry Gilpin said she's in.
What if Frasier has to? Oh, this is great.
Bulldog's probably in.
Frasier gets a job in. He has to live somewhere horrible. That's not nice Seattle. That'd be great.
Oh, if he like goes broke. Yeah, and loses all his money or something.
He gets sued for some stupid fucking reason. Loses his cash and he has to move to like. He has to take a radio gig. He gets canceled. Cancel culture comes for him, and he ends up being the AM guy in some horrible fucking place, the Ozarks or something.
Oh, yeah.
Arkansas. Oh, my. Oh, dear God.
Let's see. What else we got? Oh, join us on social media at Crab Diving. You can tweet us during the show or anytime. And yes. We're also on the Facebook and Instagram and God bless all your little hearts for buying shit through our Amazon portal at crabdiving.com/Amazon. When you go to buy shit at Amazon, use that link or use the banner on our web page.
You know what? We're thinking about this Frasier shit wrong. I want to make the whole show about this. I'm kidding. But they should just don't do a TV show. Do the Frasier show. The radio show like they used to. And just make it where Frasier Crane is giving relationship advice, which is Kelsey Grammer, well, which is funny. Right. I'm listening, Seattle.
Hopefully Lilith will show up.
Why does Kelsey... Lilith. I think that's a good idea. You have to totally reimagine it. And maybe it doesn't fit nicely into the format of a fucking sitcom.
One of the great moments, though, was when he took Diane to Bora Bora to rekindle their relationship, and who was in the cabana right next door but Lilith. And Kelsey Grammer had a, oh, dear God,
Did we ever see Niles? Did we ever see his wife? Was she ever revealed? Marist. It's Marist. We are free. Just Maris?
Maris.
We never met Maris. I don't know.
I don't think.
Maybe you do a mashup of Frasier and what's that show about those guys in Canada that fight all the time? Letterkenny.
Oh, yeah.
That might be funny.
Let's see. We're done. My name's Patrick Vile.
My name's Ryan Pfeiffer. And did you watch that impeachment video?
Oh, sure. Parts.
Holy shit. God.
Saw some of the opening remarks. Saw Trump's amazing lawyer.
I didn't see any of that.
Apparently is in need of a tailor or someone to tell him. I think your mom even texted something about this. I think your mom texted something about.
Yeah, she said, is it mean of me to say that his suit is too big? No, I don't think so. I don't think so at all. I agree with you. I mean, I haven't seen it.
You don't think his suit is
no,
too
I mean,
big?
I haven't seen it yet. I haven't seen
his way too big. Yeah, he looks like a teenager who borrowed his dad's suit.
Right.
Well, he's just meandering and saying a whole lot of nothing.
Yeah.
His opening statement.
Well, I mean,
he loves senators and he grew up around senators. I don't know. It's just all kinds of strange shit.
Oh, yeah. I mean, I don't know. I just think, I don't know how you watch that impeachment trial and you're like, ooh, we don't want this to ever happen again. I mean, that video is nuts.
What are you doing?
I mean, there's a guy break. I mean, we've all seen this shit before, but it's still jarring. I mean, watching somebody break through a window with a flagpole.
Listen.
Listen, insurrectionist! The dog.
Quiet.
Will be heard.
Oh, my God.
Right. What do you want?
I don't
want?
Know what's going on with her. I don't know what she thinks is in here.
Right.
Or not. Oh, you know what? None of her bones or anything are in here. I'm going to have to go.
I'll go grab something.
Or, you know what she has? Doggy ice cream. Can you grab a doggy ice cream instead? Thank you. Right. Yeah, so over to the, I'm sure the headlines are all about the impeachment trial, but let's head over to the Huffington Post. Sure enough, this is a new wrinkle. The Trump trial lawyer threat, it says, trial could cause second civil war. Oh, my God. The impeachment, said the Trump trial lawyer, will tear this country apart, perhaps like we've only seen once before in our history. Jeez. If we impeach Trump, it's going to be like the 1860s when, you know, we consciously uncoupled.
Hey, man, whatever. I mean, what do you think about what happened at the Capitol then? I mean, what do you think it's like? I mean, it's bad. It's bad. I mean, you can't not. The thing is, it's even a crazy thing to have to say. If you raise an army and it to come to Washington and you're the president and you tell the MAGA army to storm the Capitol, there has to be some sort of consequence. Fucking right? I mean,
one would hope. No, you got to be like Mike Lee. What did he say? You got to give him a mulligan.
A mulligan?
Did you hear that?
No, that way.
Wait, here we go.
Oh, wait, I got to plug my shit in.
This is Senator Mike Lee from Utah, right?
He's from hell, Pat.
Let me see. That's a short version. I want to see if there's a longer lead up to
it. I thought he retired or getting him mixed up with some other fuckhead.
No, the only clips here that I can get to quickly are the 4-second version, but here you go. He's on Fox. And there's no idea. Oh, you know what?
Go to crabdiving.com/Amazon. Whatever you spend, we get a big fat fucking chunk of.
We'll be with you in a second. Oh, everyone. Yeah. Ryan's
go to crabdiving.com/Facebook or go to facebook.com/crabdiving or go to Google and search Facebook plus crabdiving. And you'll find us, and you'll see a lot of great stories that we put out.
Oh, here we go.
For people to read, look at.
Okay.
Muse.
Gremlin defeated.
Okay, everyone makes mistakes. Everyone's entitled to a mulligan once in a while.
Everyone makes, hey, everybody makes mistakes. Everybody incites a riot where five people are killed, you know.
Hey, Mike, pretend that Trump is black. Oh. You know what I mean? That might help. I don't know. Why would you get a mulligan? Oh, I made a mistake.
Did Mike Lee feel that way about Bill Clinton's blowjob?
No,
was he
Pat.
Willing to toss a mulligan Clinton's direction? Did he feel that way about Hillary's emails? Did he? You know what I mean? It's
disgusting.
Now all of a sudden, you need. Hey, everybody makes mistakes. He needs a mulligan.
The thing that's scary is like I would think at some point. The Republicans would be like, we really need, if we want to keep the gravy train going, we can't let everything go to shit, not to total shit. So maybe we should do something about this.
What do you mean?
You know what I mean? Like, the Republicans are opportunist, right?
Yeah, sure.
They operate in their own self-interest, so.
Undoubtedly.
So don't they want their gravy train to keep on a rolling?
Yeah.
Which would mean. You still need the country if you're going to grift off of us. You can't have some lunatics storming our government buildings,
right?
In Congress, right? I mean,
right?
Isn't that how do you make someone understand that a fascist telling an angry mob of rednecks to go make sure Mike Pence gets his or whatever he said that's wrong? It's you know it's
yeah,
wrong.
Right.
I mean,
define wrong.
I don't know. I mean, I don't know how to, because it's crazy that we're having a trial. I mean, I know you need a trial, but he did it.
11 GOP senators voted against Senate impeachment trial rules, which ended up passing because Schumer and Turtleface made a deal.
Yeah. Oh, my
Mitch
God.
McConnell. Are Ted Cruz of Texas, Bill Hagerty of Tennessee, Josh fucking Hawley of Missouri, Ron Johnson of Wisconsin.
He's a piece of shit.
Mike Lee of Utah, Roger Marshall of Kansas, Randy Paul of Kentucky.
What a piece of human trash.
Tim Scott of South Carolina, Tommy Tuberville. making his name known up in the northern part of the country.
Good job, coach.
Alabama. And of course,
Auburn. Alabama.
And, of course, Florida's full team,
Woo!
Marco Rubio and Rick Scott.
Oh, I'm vomiting,
both
and I'm
voted
puking.
Against the impeachment rules.
Rubio and...
Just to be twats.
Yes. Thank you, guys. We're in such a precarious place, this country, and you need to be twats. Okay. Thank you.
So, I mean, that just shows that they're
craven.
They're not going to vote to convict no matter what.
No matter what,
is presented to their faces.
Okay. What if, let's say this, what if those lunatics in the Capitol didn't fall for the ploy of the security guard to lead them up the staircase and they found their way into Congress and beat the shit out of or killed even? Like our legislature.
Well, yeah.
I would think concern for that would be a bipartisan fucking thing, wouldn't it?
Well, they probably thought they'd leave them alone.
Would they?
Yeah.
Would they know?
Sure, it was like the Passover. Someone had gone and like smeared bacon grease on the specific doors that they were supposed to not break down.
You know, if shit did hit the fan. But let's say they did find Congress. I bet they would have beaten some Republicans. Because they're stupid.
Sure, yeah.
They're a stupid, angry...
Certainly Mike Pence.
Lunatic Mo, yes.
They had a noose waiting for him outside.
Did you see the fucking guy in that video take a movie and, like, getting all artsy and shooting through the noose made of of electrical cord. You're a dickhead. You know what I mean? Like, if you're listening to the Crab Diving Podcast on Stitcher, Spotify, the podcasting app, you violent insurrectionist loon.
Hey, just because you're riding doesn't mean you can't do your art, man.
Oh, yeah. I saw some really nice camera rigs, though, in that video. Like, some guys...
A lot of gimbals.
Oh, yeah, absolutely. And then I saw, like, cameras, but on top of the camera, there would be another camera, like a GoPro, and
probably live streaming at the same time.
But they're breaking the law.
Yeah.
They're live streaming.
They thought they were saving the Republic. And they were looking for Trump, who said he was going to be there.
Hey, if you're going to do criminal shit, my advice is to watch some Sopranos. Watch all the Sopranos. They go through every bad thing you ever need to know. And one thing they never do, I never saw Polly Walnuts, hey, Chrissy, let's stream this shit on YouTube before I beat the fuck out of this guy. Right. Well, they don't do that. You don't stream.
If it was made now, it would be.
Yeah, I can see that.
Christopher would be like, wait a second, I want to get a selfie with this one.
Hey, listen, I'm not just some cunt off Snapchat.
I'm going to put it on MobTube.
MobTube.
When I was growing up in suburban Philadelphia, my parents were big fans of Senator Everett Dirksen from Illinois. And Senator Dirksen recorded a series of lectures that my parents had on a record. And we still know what records are, right? On the thing you put the needle down on and you play it.
This is Trump's lawyer.
Holy shit.
when Twitter was, I had it going and Twitter going. And Twitter was literally saying, what is happening? What happened? Who is this? What the fuck is going on?
You know, this is a good lesson because I think a lot of people, this is something people should be aware of. Not everyone is Rachel fucking Maddow, okay? Rachel Maddow does a show. She opens with a monologue. You never know where the monologue's going, and it starts from a weird spot and then goes to some. It's well written. It's great. That's not for everybody.
Right.
This guy is telling me about records, and his client could be impeached for inciting. We're talking about somebody trying to over. Fucking throw the country. He's like, let me compare this to vinyl.
You remember what a record is, don't you?
Fuck you!
Here's my big laugh line. You know, you take a thing and you put it on the thing.
This is the whole thing, though. This moment right here is everything. This is how the Republicans feel about this. They do not take this seriously. We're in the middle of a pandemic.
This is Trump's lawyer.
Yeah. But
this is what Trump can get right now.
Yeah.
Rudy can't represent him.
Why?
Because Rudy's busy fending off a $2-something billion lawsuit himself.
This is just, we are listening to bottom of the barrel shit, and we are talking about our peaceful transfer of power in America. And this guy's telling me about fucking records.
So this is Bruce Castor, is
God, Bruce.
Trump's attorney.
Kill down on and play it. And, here's little Bruce, 8, 9, 10 years old, listening to this back in the late 60s. And I would be listening to that voice. If you ever heard Everett Dirksen's voice, it's
the
most commanding, gravelly voice that just oozes belief and sincerity. Must have been a phenomenal United States senator. He doesn't talk about ordinary people. As we do in the law, we apply the ordinary person standard.
Explain. He talks one about, second. Time out. Time the fuck out. What does this have to do with that record that he was saying earlier?
I don't know.
And
well, it was his voice, his commanding voice that would apparently make you cream your jeans.
Or make you ooze into your diaper.
Yeah.
But why? Why is that? Why is he bringing this up? Has he gotten to his point yet?
Ordinary person standard. He talks about extraordinary people. He talks about gallant men, was the name of the album.
God!
Now, of course, in the sign of the times, gallant men and women.
Oh, boy. Thank you, Gong.
Jesus Christ. No, yeah.
Gong.
Yeah. Pack your knives, put out your torch, get the fuck off the island. You're fucking fired. I cannot believe you're representing he's not the former president. This guy, the guy what are we supposed to call Trump these days? He's the guy that was president, or
no?
Is...
He's former president. It's the office of the former president.
Not according to him, though. Trump doesn't want to be called the former president.
Oh, that's right. I don't know.
I don't know. Why don't you get a
my
symbol?
Liege.
My liege. My liege. Get a symbol like Prince had.
Sir. Call me sir.
The artist formerly. Yeah, right. The rapist formerly known as Trump.
I would be only representing myself as a symbol in protest to how very unfairly I was treated.
I wish that eagle would have got more of you. Remember the eagle that attacked him?
Well, the eagle just like flapped its wings and he pooped his diaper.
Not fucking next time. That eagle's like, not next time. Next time will be worse.
Their families. They love the states that they represent.
This is a different part.
Jeez.
There isn't a member in this room who has not used the term, I represent the great state of fill in the blank. Why? Because they're all great? Yeah. But you think yours is greater than others because these are your people.
No.
These are the people that sent you here to do their work. They trusted you.
You suck.
With the responsibility of representative government.
Isn't he making the other side's point?
I want you to let this guy speak and treat him like he would be treated in Parliament. He would be yelled at. Boo! You don't make sense. Sit down, good sir.
Bollocks.
Paper. I'm throwing paper at you. I hit you with a chair.
Government. You know, I feel proud to know my senators. Senator Casey appeared in the back. Senator Toomey over to the left.
Oh, my God.
God damn, dude.
You know, it's funny. This is an aside, but it's funny. You ever notice how when you're talking or you hear others talking about you when you're home in your state, they will say, you know, I talked to my senator.
Is this guy having
a
moment?
If I were the judge, I would be like, excuse me, is there a point to any of this?
I would say everybody here got up today, got a shower, got dressed, made their way despite this virus to sit in here and to listen to you. Listen to you fucking trip your way through the most important. Is this guy going to have a more impactful event? Will he have a bigger audience?
I wouldn't think
ever.
So.
You're shitting the bed. You're a loser. This is your moment and you just shat it away.
Well, I talked to somebody on the staff of my senator. It's always my senator. Why is it that we say my senator? We say that because the people you represent are proud of their senators.
You know, you gotta speak with purpose.
I don't understand his point.
I don't either.
The people that attacked the Capitol were proud of Trump? Yeah. That's why he could have stopped them.
This guy is not speaking. No one cares what he's saying because we don't. I'm sorry. This lawyer has no charisma. He has no personality. I don't even. How the fuck did he get hired? Did they have an interview?
Well,
did they go to?
You know, he went through like everybody in the yellow pages. Nobody fucking wanted to work with him.
Why is this loser telling me about a guy he used to listen to on vinyl in the 60s? We are talking about insurrection, you loser.
Here's another clip. Oh,
so senators are patriots. Senators are family men and women. They're fierce advocates.
God, he really just took a long time just like with cartoon lips, just making it from senator to senator, filleting and filleting and
yes.
filleting. And
sucky,
and,
sucky. And, Jackie, Jackie.
Little man in the boat playing.
Oh, yeah.
Filleting, filleting, filleting.
Diddling, diddling. Here we are.
There's only one female Republican senator.
I'm sorry. I mean this for even the horrible, disgusting Republicans watching. I'm sorry. I you had to sit through this. I really am. I just don't know what to say. Hey, dickhead. This is your legacy. This is your legacy.
Your go-to guy.
for the great state in which they represent. And somewhere far down that list of attributes, way below patriot, and way below love of family and country, and way below fierce advocates for their states, far down, at least that's what I thought, anyway, and I still think that. Somewhere far down that list, senators have some obligation to be partisan.
What? What did he say?
To be partisan?
To be partisan.
So hey, senators are...
They have an obligation to be partisan.
He's...
Oh, my God.
This guy takes 27 minutes or whatever long this has been.
Oh, it's forever.
And he gets to the point. The point is he needs people to be partisan or something. And he barely says it where I can understand. This is exactly... This is a great thing to have. This is, I think, what do I know? This is how not to publicly speak.
Is
this
he
is how
hypnotizing
not
everyone to a lull and to sleep to try to sneak through it? This guy, this is Aaron Rupar, the journalist who's chopping up these clips.
Yeah.
And he says here, I challenge you to make sense of what Bruce Castor is trying to say here. This is like the worst college lecture of all time.
I don't know about off the top of my head, but... Each one of them, once there was the vacuum created that the greatest deliberative bodies, the Senate of Greece and sitting in Athens, the Senate of Rome.
Hey, motherfucker, let me explain something to you. There's something about this guy. When he starts telling me about ancient Greek and ancient Rome, I'm like, oh, my God. I'm going to get a history lesson that's going to go all the way to the... I'm checking out. I am checking out for ancient Greece and ancient Rome from you, fuckface. Sorry.
Oh, my God. What is happening? What is he talking about?
Greece and sitting in Athens, the Senate of Rome.
Did you rehearse?
The moment that they devolved into such partisanship, it's not as though they ceased to exist. They cease to exist as representative democracy.
Holy
so he's
shit.
Saying if we are partisan about this, he's saying the Democrats are just being partisan about this and that they're going to kill democracy if they impeach Trump.
Okay.
Well, or, if they vote to convict, he's already been impeached.
I don't know how to think about that. I know about that video I saw and those lunatics running around the Capitol. I mean, I don't know about partisan. Well, you want me to, wait, I'm not supposed to be partisan.
I
what's running through the halls yelling, where is Nancy Pelosi and where is that? That's a little, that's
okay, this one's only 23 seconds long, but it's going to feel like a lot longer.
God, this guy.
I was going to say it will, instead of floodgates, I was going to say originally it will.
Oh my God. It's 23 seconds. You ponderous piece of shit. There's no way anyone fucks you.
I was going to say, you know, when I was showering this morning, I decided that, well, sometimes I use this kind of soap that I usually like to use, but I didn't have any, so I had to get out of the shower this morning, and our shower is round, and, you know, I thought about having a square one.
If anyone is friends with this guy in the real life, please send his wife some Xanax, send his wife some marijuana, some booze. Something.
Apparently, they.
Something to dull this shit.
I think they have Xanax.
It sounds like he's got a few. Scott, I was. Maybe he's a great lawyer, and he's like, I'm very nervous, and I took one too many Xannies.
Yeah.
I'm in a cake. I took
Trump
much.
Told me to shove him up my ass, and I guess I don't know.
This is why you don't take ketamine the day your big day. I'm big day. I'm doing the impeachment trial.
Propofol.
Yeah, let me have some of that Michael Jackson Jesus juice. We're not.
Bex, this is only 23 seconds.
This is amazing, man.
Instead of floodgates, I was going to say originally it will release the whirlwind, which is a biblical reference.
Oh, good!
But I subsequently learned since I got here that particular phrase has already been taken, so I figured I'd better change it to floodgates.
Oh.
Who fucking cares?
Oh, my God.
Who fucking cares?
You know, at one point I was going to use a semicolon, but I really thought that I had to go look at the American style and see if his
strategy is to wear people down. If I'm in that room and someone says he will stop talking right now, if you vote to acquit, I would like to think I wouldn't consider that option.
I can't guarantee it.
What a ponderous. It's ponderous. What, he's got to be on drugs. This guy's on some sort of opiate. It sounds like he's wandering around his brain and tripping over shoes.
Here's more.
Saw on television the last couple of days, the honorable gentleman from Nebraska, Mr. Sass, I saw that he faced backlash back home because of a vote he made some weeks ago. That a political party was complaining about a decision he made as a United States senator. You know, it's interesting because I don't want to steal the thunder from the other lawyers, but Nebraska...
No, don't worry. I don't think everyone's cupping their balls to protect themselves from your strike.
Can I just say, can I offer... Not to steal your thunder, Mr. fucking... Oh, my God. You don't... You know, if you're about to say something and you're like, you know, this is interesting, I... If something's interesting, you don't need to preface that thing by saying it's interesting. The interesting part will be apparent. Same thing with the funny part. You know what's funny? Get rid of that too. You don't need that, you ponderous motherfucker. If it's funny, the funny part will be apparent.
What part was funny?
I don't know. He said, you know, it's funny.
Oh.
God. Shit. It's horrible.
I mean, aside from the obvious overarching funny
critique
of this.
What's your critique of this guy? What do you think? You voted
him off
the...
Complaining about... A decision he made.
The island?
Yeah,
yes.
Yeah. Get out of here!
Made as a United States senator.
Well, maybe if insomnia is...
You know what?
Is striking us.
You know what? On the island, I'm going to send that guy with the bow and arrow and that took out that the missionary, you know, when that guy went to that...
Oh, on that Indian island?
The horrible thing to say.
It's very violent.
I know, but at least he would shut the fuck up.
Political party was complaining about... A decision he made as a United States senator.
Yeah, wait.
I bet.
You know, it's interesting because I don't want to steal the thunder from the other lawyers, but Nebraska, you're going to hear, is quite a judicial thinking place.
Nebraska is quite a judicial thinking place. Maybe they should change that to the motto.
I'm a judicial thinking place, I am.
Nebraska, you're going to hear, is quite a judicial thinking place.
Or spanking place.
Here is quite a judicial thinking place. And just maybe Senator Sass is on to something. You'll hear about what it is that the Nebraska courts have to say about the issue that you all are deciding this week.
What is he saying? What is this boring, ponderous? God, he has the person. He has a personality of a lunch meat of some sort, like a gray ham, gray honey baked ham, or some, no honey, no glaze, just gray, lifeless, commie ham. What?
Is him accidentally crushing the little plastic water bottle. He wasn't even doing that right. Into the microphone. Instead of stepping back from the microphone.
Have you ever been in a courtroom? Has this guy ever been in a courtroom?
Here's, here he is admitting that Trump lost.
Okay.
And the reason that I am having trouble with the...
This will be the last time we see him. You're fired. I can't believe you admitted that I lost square.
You know why Trump's going to have a problem with him? Because that fucking suit he wore. Do you have a visual or are you just listening?
I have the visual.
Oh, I want to see him in this suit.
Bruce Castor.
The reason that I am having trouble with the argument is the American people just spoke and they just changed administrations. So in the light most favorable to my colleagues on the other side of the aisle here, their system works.
Their system, your system of voting and shit works. Our system of cheating...
Why
and suing.
Why is that germane to Trump's this trial? Who is, if there are people, hey, listen, I just want this guy to know, if there are if you have people close to you in your life, they have done you a disservice. They never told you how shitty you are at being a public speaker and you're an attorney. That's a sad thing.
Well, and he's not making a great case for
go to a fucking
for his client. He's kind of making the opposite case.
Yeah, right. Yeah, yeah. Yeah.
People are smart enough in the light most favorable to them. They're smart enough to pick a new administration if they don't like the old one. And they just did. And he's down there, Pennsylvania Avenue now, probably wondering, how come none of my stuff is happening up at the Capitol?
How come none of my stuff is happening?
Oh, you guys are wasting. You guys are wasting Biden's time by doing this impeachment shit.
Good God, Jesus! Holy!
At one point, he admits, "I'm not going to play this one." But at one point, he admits, "I'll be quite frank with you. We changed what we were going to do on account that we thought the House manager's presentation was well done."
Jesus.
We knew we were getting our asses kicked. So we're just punting up here.
Well, is Trump taking... I mean, is this really the only lawyer available to him? This is the guy? This would be like... I don't even... I don't even know what baseball... I'm trying to compare it. There's nothing to compare this to. Hi, it's a World Series, and there's someone that's not a baseball player on the team.
It doesn't...
Is he a lawyer for real, or does he like?
He is. Yeah.
Mike Lindell is not an attorney. Lawyer. Is that true? He's not an attorney.
Not yet.
You should have went with Mike Lindell. Really, right? At least he's in the movie business.
Pain.
Excuse me.
Pain.
There was another lawyer. What is it with drinking water? He drank water, but he had to put his other hand on top of his head.
So he's drinking water and like that.
Is he used to doing shots and he had to prevent himself from flinging his head back?
You know, man, the
what
thing
the
is,
fuck is going on with these people that represent Trump?
The thing is, what I think is that, you know, we don't know who...
Oh, it's a Jewish thing.
Oh, okay. Well, okay.
I don't know what it is, but a bunch of people are tweeting that it's a Jewish thing.
Oh, okay. Well, fine.
Some kind of a, I don't know what it is.
Well,
I apologize for my ignorance.
Well, listen, this guy should apologize.
Of your bizarre religious thing.
Yeah, man. And also, this guy sucks. The thing is, this seems like a bad move to represent Trump, especially if you're going to suck this hard. Because now he's shown on the national stage, totally sucking, but he's also seen defending a Nazi. You know? And I think that will be problematic for him to get work. Right. I mean, I don't know.
Yeah, it's crazy.
Who wants to hire this guy? Look for me on LegalZoom.
They want to put you through a 16-hour presentation over 2 days, focusing on this as if it were some sort of blood sport. And to what end? For healing? For unity? For accountability? Not for any of those. For there are much better ways to achieve each. It is, again, for pure, raw, misguided partisanship that makes them believe playing to our worst instincts somehow is good. They don't need to show you movies to show you that the riot happened here. We will stipulate that it happened, and you know all about it.
You're going to stipulate that the riot happened, and you know why? You have to see the video of it, because it's insane and it's crazy, and you guys encourage this shit.
And, well, don't forget Marjorie Taylor Greene also... Let us know that 9/11 did actually happen.
Oh, thank you. Thank you.
Just so everybody knows.
MJT. Right, wait.
This is MTG. A process fueled irresponsibly by base hatred by these House managers and those who gave them their charge, and they are willing to sacrifice our national character to advance their hatred and their fear that one day they might not be the party in power. They have a very different view.
Wait, who's the ones?
Is this still
who's
the
one literally
lawyer?
Screaming right now and wailing that they're not in power? Who the fuck are you representing, Mr. Schoen?
The thing is, you fuckers, and who knows what happened in 2016? Honestly, we don't know. We don't know how Trump worked with the Russians. We don't know. But Hillary lost, apparently, and you guys were like, you know, Trump's president. Fuck yourself. You know, go fuck yourself. Well, Biden won. And you know what? You can go fuck yourself. Fuck off, motherfucker. Unity? Oh, my God. We should want to drive the Republican Party out of fucking existence. This is who they are. The racist, violent wackos.
There's a story already over at Vox that says even the right-wing pundits had no clue what Bruce Castor was doing during his impeachment trial speech. Alan Dershowitz, that asshole. I have no idea what he's doing, Dershowitz said.
Well, I mean, you know.
Nebraska, you're going to hear, is quite a judicial thinking place.
Is that?
And then finished up with a dare for the DOJ to arrest Trump.
You know, it's like you ever get a part and you find out that, you know, they went through a couple of people before they found you. And it's like, oh, God, that was third choice. I mean, what is this guy on the list? I mean, this lawyer, I mean, who is he?
Oh, this is bullshit. Maggie Haberman from the New York Times said, for what it's worth, a Trump advisor tells me that Castor is intentionally trying to reduce the emotion in the room after the House manager's case calls it a deliberative strategy. So that's why the House case was so good.
Right.
That they gave up on Castor admitted they gave up on whatever they were going to do. And they just thought, I'm just going to go out and bore everybody. And bring the emotion down in the room.
That's a strategy?
That's according to a Trump advisor, that it's intentional.
Mission accomplished. I mean, did it? Okay. So what does that mean? Let's say, are we in the middle of five-dimensional chess or something? Oh, God.
What are you making of Bruce Castor's argument so far? Where is he heading with this?
There is no argument. I have no idea what he's doing. I have no idea why he's saying what he's saying.
I was not on that island. Oh, I mean, yeah. I'm sorry.
Oh, yeah, this guy.
Yeah.
Well,
I have no idea why he's saying what he's saying. You know, he's introducing himself. I'm a nice guy. I like my senators. I know my senators. Senators are great people. Come on. The American people are entitled to an argument.
I hate to agree with Dershowitz, but.
I mean, it is, you know, let's just think about it in strategism. I mean, it is a curveball. I mean, I would be a little off balance with this guy. If I'm on the other side, I'm like, okay, what do I do with this? How do I deal with this guy who's so boring?
I guess, yeah, you would never think that would be what he comes back with, I guess.
I mean, also, too, I mean, you gotta have the impeachment trial, even though these asshole Republicans, we know how they're gonna vote. You gotta have the trial because all this information has to fucking come out. We have to see all this shit.
Plus,
but if
that Fox guy said that pollster and everything, that Politico analyst said, has anyone told Trump's lawyer not to wear a black pinstripe suit? They make viewers think of the mafia.
You know what? That's a good point. But who would tell? I wouldn't tell that guy this. I'm like, I'm not engaging with him. What if I say, you shouldn't wear that suit? And he says, why? And then you tell him. And then he argues. All of a sudden, you're talking to the most boring guy on the planet. Don't tell him. Who cares? I mean, if the point is to bore people to death and to wear people's interest down in the trial, I could see that, how that could be effective on that side. Maybe. You know what I mean?
They're like, so fired up, I'm going to put the audience to sleep.
I'm going to bore them to death. Yeah.
Crazy. Crazy, crazy.
Insane.
Even John Cornyn, the Republican senator from Texas.
Wee-wee.
The president's lawyer just rambled on and on. I've seen a lot of lawyers and a lot of arguments, and that was not one of the finest I've seen.
I was trying to think of, he's no Atticus Finch, you know?
So there you go.
The guy Jimmy Stewart played.
There you go.
Mr. Smith comes to Washington.
Trump hires the best.
Yeah, I mean, really. And this is a historical thing, right? I mean, it's...
Well, sure.
It's, yeah, it's mucho historical. This is impeachment part due, the trial. Rarely have we had this. And this guy walks
never,
up here.
Never, twice.
Yeah. And he's dressed like Polly Walnuts. He's wearing Polly Walnuts.
Yeah,
suit, you know?
and rambling on about nothing.
Yeah.
You know.
See, the thing with Trump's lawyer, he seems like the same kind of weird that his doctor was. Rest in peace. Whatever the fuck.
I mean, you know, they could be lying, too, about... You know, this was from Trump's. That's why Maggie Haberman said, for what it's worth. This is Trump's people saying, oh, it's a strategy. He's doing it on purpose to bring the temperature down.
That's good.
Coming from Trump, Trump people.
I got to tell you something.
Trump's probably like, what the fuck is he doing?
You guys in the shadow White House are really working overtime in the spin department. Is it true that Trump is not living in a bunker underneath
the
White
House?
Well,
who's left there? It's probably Ivanka and Jared. And
what's up with Steven?
Not even Ivanka. I got an Ivanka story.
What's up with Nazi Stephen Miller? Are we losing track of him? Because I'd rather not.
I think we have.
That's bullshit.
I would hope somebody had an ankle bracelet on him or something.
I mean, isn't there something we can look into these Nazis? Any criminality with Stephen Miller?
I hope so.
You know, are they just getting away with it, just being Nazis?
Two officers have taken their own lives. Senators, this cannot be our future. This cannot be the future of America. We cannot have presidents inciting and mobilizing mob violence against our government and our institutions because they refuse to accept the will of the people under the Constitution of the United States.
Jeez, preach.
Jamie Raskin.
Yeah, I mean, yeah. I agree with that.
Much less can we create a new January exception in our precious, beloved Constitution that prior generations have died for and fought for, so the corrupt presidents have several weeks to get away with whatever it is they want to do. History does not support a January exception in any way, so why would we invent one for the future?
Jeez. Wow.
There you go.
So why would we invent one for the future?
They're still arguing about the constitutionality of it, and they're going to vote on that today, and tomorrow they get to the actual, I think.
The constitutionality of it is that you can do this. Right, I mean.
President Trump and his counsel have, particularly his counsel, have boasted on TV that to counter the undisputed evidence of what actually happened in this case, you'll see video clips. They'll show video clips of other politicians, including Democratic politicians, using what they consider incendiary language. Apparently, they think this will establish some sort of equivalency.
Right. This is David Cicilline.
Yeah,
Cicilline. He's diffusing what these idiots are going to come out with when they were going to try to say, look what Maxine said about going, if you see him at a restaurant, go and yell at him. Look at what AOC says. Look at Ilhan Omar.
Ooh,
look at all these evil Democrats, what they say.
God damn. Hey, I want to say something.
Whataboutism. They were going to use whataboutism as a defense.
Well, I'll say whataboutism here. What about the fucking suit David Cicilline has on? And what's wrong with the other guy? What's the attorney's name? Trump's shittily dressed attorney with the big fucking suit.
Oh,
you can't even remember his fucking name.
Of
course.
Thanks. Bruce.
Mr. Cellophane, your suit sucks.
Mr. Cellophane.
Cicilline looks great. Cicilline, good. Mr. Cellophane, zero. Go fuck yourself.
Yeah, Cicilline.
In the same vein, President Trump and his lawyers argue that he shouldn't be impeached because it will set a bad precedent for impeaching others. But that slippery slope argument is also incorrect. For centuries, the prevailing view has been that former officials are subject to impeachment. And you just heard a full discussion of that. The House has repeatedly acknowledged that fact. But in the vast majority of cases, the House has rightly recognized that an official's resignation or departure makes the extraordinary step of impeachment unnecessary and maybe even unwise.
Okay. This Cicilline guy, man. I mean, goddamn, is there anybody out there that's like, You know, am I a dick right now? I mean, is there anybody? Is Cory Booker busy? I mean, is Cory Booker busy?
Well, this is the House.
Oh, this is the House?
Yeah.
Oh, okay. I'm sorry. This guy, is there anybody else? This guy is boring me, too. It's our side.
Unlike Belknap, as we know, President Trump was not impeached for run-of-the-mill corruption, misconduct. He was impeached for inciting a violent insurrection. An insurrection where people died in this building. An insurrection that desecrated our seat of government. And if Congress were just to stand completely aside in the face of such an extraordinary crime against the Republic, it would invite future presidents to use their power without any fear of accountability. And none of us, I know this, none of this, no matter our party or our politics, wants that.
Okay. Joe Neguse.
That guy.
Democrat from Colorado.
That guy's great. Good job. Now, that guy, you need to go work with Cicilline and Adam Schiff, dude. Or who in the House could listen to people's shit? Oh, he's a senator. Who in the House could listen to people's shit before they say it to make sure it doesn't suck?
Well, I'm sure.
And coach them.
Adam Schiff was in on it and stuff like that.
Make sure these guys are connecting to people.
Here's Raskin again. This is good. This is a good quote.
President Trump may not know a lot about the framers, but they certainly knew a lot about him.
Boom!
Given the framers' intense focus on danger to elections and the peaceful transfer of power, it is inconceivable that they designed impeachment to be a dead letter in the president's final days in office, when opportunities to interfere with the peaceful transfer of power would be most tempting and most dangerous, as we just saw. Thus, as a matter of history and original understanding, there is no merit to the President Trump's claim that he can incite an insurrection and then insist weeks later that the Senate lacks the power to even hear evidence at a trial, to even hold a trial.
Shit.
Yeah, I mean, yeah. It's all crazy. I mean, right. But there's still, the Republicans are still probably going to vote to acquit.
Yeah. I mean, but the, you know, it has, this shit has to come out. We have to hear it.
Yeah, why do we have that November to January thing?
What do you mean?
Like, how do they need that long to, like, to get ready? Why is there an election on November 4th? And why does it take 2-3 months to then have the actual inauguration and the new president?
Here's the argument for that. Trump's administration, they didn't do anything. And it's like they might as well have not had any time because they didn't do anything. And then that's
But we're also not riding horses everywhere. It doesn't take us months to get from Minnesota to Washington, D.C. Do we really need?
No, absolutely not.
December, January, 2.5 months to get this shit together. Why not? You know, you got a week. You're done. You lost.
No,
get the fuck out.
There is stuff, but what about the? You go in there. I remember when Obama was talking about the transition, and the Trump administration had all these people they were supposed to meet with. And they were supposed to play through all these scenarios of different shit that would happen. And Obama would go through all the contingency plans.
You transfer the power and keep the transition going. You hire them on as consultants. Your contract is for another 2 weeks.
Yes.
To help us get up to snuff and keep the transition going.
If your transition plan is robust and thorough, it might take 3 months. Now, if it's like Trump and nobody's doing jack shit, yeah, you might need a day. I mean, because Trump showed up. Nobody was in the State Department. They didn't know how to turn the fucking lights on in the meeting rooms. Nobody knew jack shit about fucking shit. So maybe, I'm just saying, maybe you need that time. I don't know, though. You're right. They aren't riding horses. And we have penicillin.
So there you go. The opening arguments for, I guess, the rules and all that shit and whether it's... constitutional or not, their number one argument is that it's not constitutional.
That's dumb.
Which is incorrect.
Yes. You are incorrect.
And then they're going to say, well, he just didn't incite. Oh, yes. Good luck with that.
Watch him, though. How does... Go down there and find... right. It's right there. He points to it. It's right down beautiful Pennsylvania Avenue. Go over there and find...
I think we'll take... Oh, yeah. We'll take that way.
He selects the road to take.
Why do I not know the plan? Who went to Home Depot, bought the lumber, and brought the extension cord to build the gallows outside? I mean, that is like... That's the reason you can't do a parody of this thing.
Right.
Because that's too crazy. Somebody built a gallows, man.
There's other news going on. It's COVID still. Well, I mean, good-ish news on the COVID. I mean, it's going down right now.
I think we're in the 20%-ish. Our area is in, we have a...
Which is still shite, but better.
20% positivity rate. Yeah, because we were hanging around in 39% positivity rate, which is no bueno. None of it's bueno, by
the way. Anything over 5, right, is...
Well, I mean... There's no bueno. That's a, you know... How do we do that? I mean, you saw the parties after the Super Bowl.
COVID cases lowest since October.
Yay!
Even though they are scrambling to fight against new variants.
Shit, yes, Pat.
And also they're upset about the AstraZeneca vaccine that has now been suspended, like in South Africa and stuff, because it really...
Right.
They found that it provided only minimal protection.
I think the problem with vaxing your way out of this shit is that, right? You got so much, we have so much opportunities for variants. That was maybe a great case for why people should stay home and not spread this shit asymptomatically.
Well, right, right.
See, we have variants because fuckheads are out there drinking and partying. That's why we have variants. We don't have variants because of you or me. We have variants because those fucking assholes. You see me? I'm looking at the window right now,
and
you fuck faces.
Don't forget church.
Oh, my God.
Gotta Jesus, go to church.
Jesus, please. Suck a cock, dude. You're fired.
Catholics stayed home.
Bullshit, did they?
I think, for the most part, the Catholic Church was like, we're done. We're packing up. We ain't fucking with this shit.
We have to learn how to molest people via Zoom.
We've lost enough money recently.
The Catholic Church can instantly improve their image by just not raping so much, you know?
The Democrats are... they're saying there's new devastating evidence. Now, this is the Daily Mail, so, you know.
Hello?
Take it for what it's worth.
Governor.
But the Democrats are preparing to present brand new, quote, devastating evidence against Donald Trump in the impeachment trial, aides revealed Tuesday as the former president prepares to closely track the proceedings from the comfort of his Mar-a-Lago residence.
The evidence is devastating.
A senior aide, this came from NBC, it says, a senior aide to Democratic impeachment manager, according to NBC News, said the proceedings will resemble a violent criminal prosecution. So far, reports indicate the impeachment managers will present their case for conviction using a video of Trump speaking, the January 6th Capitol riots, and the former president's tweets. It's unclear what never-before-seen evidence could pop up in the trial, considering the lead-up day of and fallout from the... Everything happened in the public eye.
Yes. This is the trial in the Senate that we're hearing right now.
Yeah, yeah.
Okay, so why isn't... why isn't Cory Booker up there?
He's a jury member.
Oh, that's right. Okay. Okay, God. Okay. I went to school in the state of Georgia, and the educational there system is shite, you know. I don't know anything.
So we don't know what this... this new evidence.
Just the Democrats, you got to think about this.
Allegedly, this, if it exists.
We're talking about our future, and you want to get your heavy hitters up there.
Oh, and Trump plans on golfing today.
I wish I could find a clip where he's at He's at like Hilton Head in that 2016 presidential campaign, and he goes on the mic. It's the Democratic primary. He's like, Bernie is going to ruin golf. He's going to take away golf. Yeah, take away golf, Bernie. If it means we get free school education and, you know, UBI and shit like that, we could take away golf.
And Trump's watching from Mar-a-Lago.
Yeah.
We
got to take golf away from him. That's the next thing. Take golf. Boy. If he had to choose between Ivanka and golf,
ooh,
it's going to be golf.
Yeah, I think so.
What about golf and Melania?
That's a tough one for a microsecond.
Golf or Eric? I love golf. Give me my driver.
But there's a story, I guess I didn't pull it. There's a story about Ivanka out there that...
that's Trump's, one of Trump's exes. No, his daughter, that's right.
Oh, here it is. That she really wants to be president someday.
Well...
And that she was involved in some of these pardons that might have actually gone to people that deserved them. And that she's going to try to get back into the public's good grace.
Go fuck yourself.
By championing criminal justice reform.
No, you're a Nazi. You're a Nazi.
This is Axios. Ivanka Trump used her status to help obtain over 140 pardons and commutations for victims of injustice, as well as her father's cronies. And now she's plotting her political reemergence by highlighting the virtues of some of the clemency grants.
Hey, I don't know about any of that shit, but I'll tell you this much. On behalf of this fucking podcast, Ivanka's never going to be fucking president. I mean, fuck that shit. I mean, no, that's not fair. Fuck that. That's no.
Ivanka and Jared intensively lobbied Trump on the issue of...
Who would make a better president, Ivanka or Trump?
Probably Ivanka. I mean,
Ivanka or Jared?
Ivanka.
That's so horrible. We live in such a horrible time.
I mean, this is, you're talking about, you know, whether you want colon cancer or lung cancer or.
This is my president over here with the vocal fry. Daddy.
The night before Joe Biden's inauguration, Ivanka stayed at the White House until roughly 8:30 p.m. as she and other top Trump officials wrangled over controversial 11th-hour pardons for presidential allies like Steve Bannon and Elliot Broidy.
Yay!
When the final list was released after 1 a.m. inauguration day, she spent the next 2 hours calling the families for whom she had advocated.
Right.
She continued calling on her way to Joint Base Andrews, where her father gave his last speech as president before jetting off. She worked with a series of non-governmental organizations that sought specific non-political cases. They brought specific non-political cases to her attention.
Okay. Well, Ivanka, guess what? You don't have the sway with daddy that you thought you had. Now you don't even have that. Useless. Nazi.
April Coots, who served more than 10 years of her 20-year sentence for nonviolent drug offense.
Jeez.
She was described as an exemplary inmate who obtained an HVAC license and completed the PAWS apprenticeship program. I don't know what any of that means.
I think that's where you train dogs.
Heating, ventilation, and air conditioning is HVAC license.
And PAWS is regarding, I think they train rescue dogs or something.
Oh.
I've seen some things on cable television.
Chelana McFarland is one of the ones that Ivanka advocated for. She served 15 years of a 30-year sentence for money laundering, bank and wire fraud, and other financial crimes.
She
had accepted a pretrial, she said she didn't do it. If she had accepted a pretrial plea bargain, she would have only gotten 7 years, but she got 30.
Oh my God.
By not taking the plea bargain.
Well, listen, I'm sorry. Shitty Ivanka is your advocate. That's a shame.
Charles Fragoso, U.S. Navy vet who served more than 30 years of a life sentence for a nonviolent drug offense.
What? So why not pardon these guys?
Right.
Because Trump's a fucking asshole and he doesn't give a shit.
Michael Harris, founder of Death Row Records, charged with conspiracy to commit first-degree murder.
Holy shit.
Kyle Komodo, father of six, convicted of a telemarketing scam that stole $43 million from Americans. I don't know why these people, why we should care about those two people, but they're
the nonviolent part, they're drug the thing is insane.
That's a no-brainer, I think.
Hey, Joe, why doesn't Joe Biden just pardon them? He could at any moment, right?
Ivanka has been, quote, very much involved in the criminal justice issues for a long time. Going back to the first Step Act, it's great if she could continue doing it. We need all the help we can get. This is a guy who works for Americans for Prosperity. Don't forget, that's the Koch group.
Yeah. I mean, I think we need less Ivanka. And there's probably other people that are more effective advocates than this fucking asshole. It's, you're right. Some of the people you're advocating for, I'm like, I don't know. I don't know if that's in the same club as this nonviolent drug thing. I think she thinks
she's going to polish her turd of a reputation.
No, keep your turds to yourself. I don't want any more Trump shit in my government.
You don't think she would kill Rubio in a election here in Florida?
She would, yeah, but then if we had a pandemic or something,
then
she
we
would
have
kill
Senator.
Us.
Then we have Senator Ivanka.
We have Senator Trump. Ugh. That's who we have. Senator Nazi. These people are fascists. They are fascists, and if they served in this administration, if they took a paycheck from that fucking White House, they're fucking fascist fucking Nazis. They should have no place in our fucking society. Fuck Ivanka. No offense.
Fuck Ivanka.
Yeah.
Daddy, I want these people to be pardoned.
Crazy politics everywhere.
Woo.
Including this little gem I found.
Yes.
This is a quickie highlight reel of a local parish council meeting.
Hello.
On Zoom.
Jolly good.
That descended into chaos.
I'm not dead yet.
The headline says, "What the world's worst Zoom meeting."
I can't wait.
Can teach us. Now, something happened. I don't know, fully know the whole setup, but this council, the chairman of the council sent this woman named, I believe Jackie Weaver is her name, that to run the meeting. And at one point in a different video I saw, she says, I'm here to clock the meeting on behalf of the chairman. But then the vice chairman, who's sitting next to another council member, they're sharing a screen.
Okay.
He's having none of it. He's like, no, I'm in charge. If
right.
the chairman isn't here, I run the meetings.
Yes.
And at one point, she just like, she takes over the meeting. She like kicks people out of Zoom.
Oh, shit.
And shit like that.
I've banished you to a breakout room and I muted your microphone. Your virtual background has been disabled.
But here's the quickie clip.
Yes.
You have no authority here, Jackie Weaver. No authority at all.
You have no authority,
now,
Jackie
this
Weaver.
This is an older gentleman whose screen is way too close. He's way too close to his camera. So all you can see, you can't see the top of his head and you can't see the bottom of his chin.
You have no authority here, Jackie Weaver. No authority at all.
She's just kicked him out.
Did you hear that? One of the other guys says, she's just kicked him out. And it cuts over to Jackie Weaver.
In the good old days, these people would just be beating the fuck out of each other in a conference room.
She's just kicked him out.
I don't believe that.
She's just kicked him out. She's kicked him out. She's kicked him out. Don't.
This is a meeting called by two councillors.
Illegally?
They now elect a chairman.
No, they can't, because the vice chair's here. I take charge. Read the standing orders. Read them and understand them.
Once more into the breach. Is this Derek fucking Jacobi on this
there
Zoom
are
call?
Standing orders, goddammit.
We have standing orders.
Read the standing orders.
The standing orders. Read them and understand them.
Stop it.
Play, dude. If any Derek Jacobi clip from Henry V is right, this guy. Exactly, man. I mean, God. Oh, everything's better in England. So funny.
So that clip went viral.
There are standing orders.
Then they found somewhere there's got to be like the full meeting.
I have put a filter on my Zoom meeting, sir.
But now this Jackie person is like, it went viral. Yeah. Jackie Weaver, now she's going on chat shows. Well, she's.
You have no power here, Jackie Weaver.
You have no power here.
You're banished. You too, Brute. A too, Brute.
Okay, she was on Good Morning Britain. Piers Morgan tweeted, Britain's most famous woman, Jackie Weaver.
We are all Jackie Weaver!
So I'll find out more about the whole story there.
Damn.
Of what happened. But
that one dude is great. What's his name, that guy? His dude, he went that...
He's the vice chairman, that's all I know.
Yeah. Is he in the old Globe? Does he... What has he been in?
I don't know.
I played the narrator.
Even the guy opening. The guy opening.
Yeah.
You've got no power here.
Yeah.
Jackie Weaver.
Get in me belly.
You've got no power.
That's good.
Not only craziness here.
Oh, yes. Across the pond.
People are posting clips from... What was the Veep version?
Oh, yeah.
In Britain.
I don't remember. That was fucking great, though. I don't know. I would say Google. Go to Google and type in Veep, British version.
Yeah.
And then go buy it on Amazon.com/crabdiving. Whatever you spend, we get a chunk of.
But they're playing clips of Peter Capaldi's character.
Hey, people, listen up. It's a fucking lockdown. Come the fuck in and fuck the fuck off. Sassy, moody,
nasty. Somebody put it to music.
What music is that? What is that?
I don't know.
Is that Cardi B?
I don't know. It doesn't say. I thought that was fun.
That is outstanding.
A good Jackie Weaver.
You have no power here.
You've got no power here. Oh, here it is.
Sadly, one thing that this has sort of highlighted is that misogyny is rife.
Oh, wait. Okay, so.
Why don't we use the word rife? Misogyny is rife up in this bitch.
Oh, yeah.
You don't say it like that.
So I guess Jackie is the good guy in this scenario.
Right.
I think she was legally in charge and they were trying to bully her out of it, apparently.
You have no power. I'm the vice chair.
If I've got that one. That was for the Hanforth Parish Council meeting.
9! God. How often does that meeting happen? I'm going to tune in.
We'll start the meeting, and I want to repeat what I said at the beginning of the last meeting, that this meeting has not been called according to the law. The law has been broken.
It has been properly
called. Will you please let the chairman
speak? If you disrupt this meeting, I will have to remove you from it.
You can't.
It's only the chairman who can remove people from a meeting. You have no authority here, Jackie Weaver.
So that's the little bit of a lead up to it.
You are not a co-host on this Zoom event. You have no power. I have not been made co-host. I will not let you into the lobby.
Oh my God, crazy.
That is amazing. Gosh.
And then at one point, somebody has an alarm go off on their laptop, and it's a cuckoo clock. So it's like cuckoo, cuckoo, cuckoo.
It's everything.
It's well worth it. I'll try to find more clips from
right
and play them at a later date.
See, like, humans have such capacity to be violent. You can even do it electronically. You don't even have to be in the same room to be murderously violent.
This one.
I want to leave. Just you go inside with them. She's kicked Barry out, so I'm leaving. Don't, Barry. No, Barry has gone.
These are these two guys that are in the room together. They're fighting with each other because the vice chairman is irate. He's the guy that yelled.
Yes.
To check the standing order. And the other guy now is he's like, I want to leave because they kicked Barry out. And this guy's like, no, we've got to stay.
No, I'm leaving. Barry was kicked out.
Leave. Just you go and out with him. She's kicked Barry out, so I'm leaving. Don't worry. Barry, no. Barry has gone. I'll stay. We're trying to have a team's meeting, you fool. We can't if you got that.
Trying to have a meeting, you fool.
Fuck you, fuck you.
Oh, man. Zoom meetings.
Oh, so great.
In
so great.
Was it the Hansforth?
Something like that.
Hanforth Parish Council.
Don't fuck with me.
Spectacular. World's worst Zoom meeting.
Good luck out there, Mary Weaver. Is that who that is?
Jackie Weaver.
Don't let that vice chair, you know. Don't take shit from the vice chair. That's what I've learned from this.
Barry's gone.
I'm leaving.
I can't do this without Barry.
Mute your microphone, maybe, too. That might be a good thing if you're going to fight with somebody. You know.
I've got another story.
Right.
That, do you remember one of those Bundy twats? What's his name? Anus?
Anus.
Ammon Bundy.
I think it's Anus Bundy, but...
Anus Bundy. Is now, according to the Los Angeles Times here, creating a militia network.
Like a network of militia or a television network?
No. He's creating a group of like assholes that go off into the woods and play soldier.
Illegal. That is illegal. It is out of bounds.
Well, I think it is illegal in a bunch of places, but
can we at least have a law in this country that if you're not the military or I don't know, man, you can't just raise an army, right? Can we have that nicety?
So yeah, he's apparently the head of some like getting these a bunch of these groups together.
Great. To do what? Fuckitude? To storm the Capitol?
He's launched a militia network that they're now keeping an eye on.
Oh yes, everyone's keeping an eye on these lunatics. You know,
he's the guy that took over that.
Oh, the bird sanctuary.
The bird sanctuary, and also helped his dad with the armed standoff at the fucking Bundy Ranch.
What of the cockatiels? What are the birds? While these idiots were overtaking the bird sanctuary, what happened to the birds?
Well, it was winter, wasn't it?
Oh, they were hibernating.
It was closed, right? They had to break in. It's not like they had to take out a security guard or some bird watcher.
You occupied a bird sanctuary where there were no birds. There were no nothing. It's as if you weren't there. What is?
Well, they fucked the place up, though, right? Didn't they like dig latrines and gross shit like that?
Well, listen, they're Republicans. What happened at the siege? Somebody, the guy with antlers, took a shit. All over the place. I get it. If this guy's going to be the shitter in the group, he's got to have that organic food. He can't have gluten. He's got to be able to shit at will.
Yeah, there's more shit with that about how they had to give him, like they moved him, I think, facilities so that they could comply with his vegan bullshit.
Well, listen.
Now imagine, I don't know, let's say a black guy arrested for selling Lucy cigarettes, assuming he's not choked to death.
He would get beaten for
this.
You
think if he says to me, hey, I have very strict dietary restrictions?
Listen, I think what goes on in these prisons are probably horrific. I bet there's a lot of bad shit. And I bet if you ask for gluten shit, somebody comes out with a stick and beats you.
Well, yeah.
But if you're a horn guy, or Kyle Rittenhouse, a guy that invented a very comfortable pillow, is going to bail you out of jail.
When is this? January 29th. Two dozen demonstrators pressed against the emergency room doors, screaming to be let in. Show us the law, they chanted. Let grandma out, one chanted. They had descended on the legacy Salmon Creek Medical Center in Vancouver, Washington, the evening of January 29, to protest the quarantine of Gail Meyer, a 74-year-old patient who had refused to take a COVID test.
Right!
Police in riot gear guarded the entrances as the activists, who authorities said were armed, insisted that Meyer was being held against her will. The hospital denied that. The Meyer's 49-year-old daughter, Satin, S-A-T-I-N.
Are we sure it's not Satan?
An anti-mask activist.
Oh, my God. Well, isn't that special?
Who is licensed as your caregivers, had summoned the demonstrators, foot soldiers, in a rapidly expanding network called People's Rights.
Okay. The foot soldiers in a rapidly expanding network needs not to be a thing.
Oh, my God. Do they have an app? With the tap of a thumb on a smartphone, members can call a militia like they'd call an Uber.
Oh, my God.
And stage a protest within minutes. Behind the organization is a familiar name, Anus Bundy.
Listen.
Ammon Bundy.
Mr. Garland, Officer Garland, who is this? Our
who are we talking about?
A.G. Garland, Merrick Garland, our Attorney General.
Yeah, soon to be.
He's not confirmed?
I don't think he was. Was he confirmed yet?
I have no idea. Can he look into this, though? I mean, because here's what I don't like about this story. I don't like this app. Because what do you do with the app? Do you say, hey, you enter a name into a database. Hey, if anybody knows the Crab Diving Podcast and you live in the area, figure out where they are and go beat the shit out of them.
Yeah.
Can we not have this app?
Apparently.
No, it's a terror. See, then name the app what it is. Terrorism at the touch of a finger, wherever you need it. Terrorism on demand. That's what that is.
Now Bundy is seizing on the backlash against COVID restrictions as an opportunity to start his new movement. Since last March, when he launched People's Rights, which he describes as Neighborhood Watch on steroids, the organization has attracted tens of thousands of members, sponsored more than 50 demonstrations across the country, dispatching gun-toting activists to homes of politicians, health agency managers, even a police officer who had arrested a protester. By the way, there was a shooting at a health agency. I got to check on the update for that today.
Oh, a shooting in America.
Experts who track extremists say the network has significant overlap, oh, shocker, with white supremacist groups and other far-right organizations.
Okay. Well, geez, here's what you do. You go home, you lock your doors, you board up the windows, you get some VR goggles, and that's your life, because this is insane.
The Montana Human Rights Network published an investigation finding that Bundy had rapidly expanded People's Rights by fusing his core of far-right paramilitary supporters with a, quote, mass base of new activists radicalized in protest of COVID restrictions.
Well, I don't want you fusing your core with anything having to do with me.
So he's reaching out to the anti-COVID people, the anti-restriction people, and saying, hey, join us.
Is there anything we can do about this?
Not the
this?
Black ones. Not, you don't join us.
Is there anybody in the law enforcement, when you guys get done planting crack in people's car and things of that nature, look into this guy. This guy sounds like he's up to some fucked up shit. He's got an app.
The group's leaders envision a form of neighborhood nationalism in which the righteous stand against the wicked.
What does that sound like? What does that sound like to you?
Handmaid's Tale.
It's and it sounds like brown shirts and Nazi shit, doesn't it?
Investigators found the network has 20,000 members in 16 states. In an interview with the Times late, this is Los Angeles Times, late last month near his home in Idaho, Bundy claims it's grown to 50,000 people in 35 states.
If these guys are all dedicated to terrorism on demand, can we not arrest them? Is there, or do we just have to cohabitate with these lunatics that are Uber terrorists? Not like Uber, but you know.
He said he never supported President Trump and didn't vote in the last two presidential elections. In 2016, he was in prison awaiting trial.
God.
He said this past November, he didn't see a point. He thinks that the COVID death toll is massively exaggerated.
Okay.
He said Trump should have worked harder to keep churches and businesses open.
Please stay away from me. Please stay away from my area. It would be great if law enforcement would do something to protect people from assholes that want to network militias together. And I got to tell you something, Apple, you better not have this app on your app store or Android or whatever. Right?
Well, they might use a Discord or you know, Telegram, something like that.
As a, what, as a server?
As a message board. They just post a message and...
Oh, it's not like Lyft. It's like, oh, I have a terrorism incident right
here.
I
hope not, yeah.
Hi, there's some... No, it sounds what it is. We've got some terrorists who are 15 to 20 minutes away.
He had his followers go to Washington for the January 6th rally to distribute leaflets and display people's rights banners and recruit more members. He condemns the siege on the Capitol, he said.
Okay. Wow. Yeah, but you sound like a Nazi. He condemns it. I saw the video from that siege, and this guy's giving out leaflets. Do you want people to read them? I don't know if this is your crowd. They don't seem like readers. No offense.
In its first public act, the group defied Republican Governor Brad Little's stay-at-home directive and held an Easter service for over 60 people.
Okay.
The same month, police arrested Sarah Brady, an anti-vaccine activist, for allegedly trespassing during an anti-lockdown protest at a Boise area playground that was closed due to COVID. Bundy publicized the address of the officer who arrested her.
Oh, shit.
And led about 40 people to protest outside his home.
Dude, that is not cool.
The cop that arrested her.
God. You know,
people's rights continued to expand, establishing hundreds of chapters. Bundy organized with the aim of being able to dispatch at least 10 protesters to a scene in 10 minutes, 100 in 100 minutes, and 1,000 in 1,000 minutes.
When does an anonymous get a hold of these guys and do something to them?
He's instructed each chapter to launch teams to train in secret for paramilitary operations.
Yay!
To defend members from criminals or evil government agents.
How is this legal? I mean, really?
In July, he led demonstrators to a public building in Caldwell, Idaho, where they tried to barge into a meeting of officials who were discussing whether to impose a local mask mandate. This is not your building, he shouted.
Oh, my God.
As he shoved a man guarding the doorway. They ended up canceling the meeting.
Yeah.
But the health board eventually decided to recommend wearing masks in public.
Oh, God. Thank God. You know.
The next month, he and some supporters forced their way past some state troopers into an Idaho Statehouse gallery that was closed due to the pandemic.
But they didn't have masks on?
Police arrested him twice in 2 days, finally wheeling him... I think he's in a wheelchair. Finally wheeling him out of the building in an office chair. Oh, no, he's... That's him being wheeled out.
Detained.
Yeah.
Right. They had to Hannibal Lecter the guy.
So...
What kind of... is it? If this business was on Shark Tank... Hey, Sharks, I want to pitch to you my business to tell you... I have a networking opportunity. If you're a Nazi or a domestic terrorist, we're able to send you to places that need terrorists.
How much are you making?
Well, I have. Well, I'm pre-profit.
Oh,
I'm pre-income.
In November, his group was carrying tiki torches and gathered in front of the Boise mayor's house, Lauren McClain, to protest coronavirus health restrictions.
I mean,
the roughly 30 demonstrators, most not wearing masks, shouted opposition to a city call for residents to report businesses that were violating pandemic regulations. Snitches get stitches, one woman yelled.
Oh, my God. Do people not understand? There are vaccines out there. There are things happening where we can go back to life kind of normally, you know, but we just have to wait so we don't get all these variants out there and the vaccines work and you can't be a child.
Oh, this is the group. We played the clip of another one of those Zoom meetings where a county commissioner had to was in tears and had to leave because she had to rush home.
Yes.
Because they were harassing her. They were at her house protesting her.
Oh, my God.
And all that was home was her 12-year-old son.
Oh, I remember this. Yeah. What this is? That's not how government works, man. You know, I don't know. You volunteer on somebody's campaign.
Bundy defends his group's methods, saying government and society are deteriorating. The courts are unjust. Legislatures trample rights, and families allow the state to educate and influence their children. People will need more and more to be able to find security, he said. There's your fascism.
Yeah, and I think the problem with our country is maybe we have all these militias running around doing bad shit, trying to kidnap officials, fighting mask mandates. I mean, a mask mandate is not a partisan thing, man. It's about keeping people safe.
Last month at a hospital protest.
Hospital?
In Vancouver.
What are you protesting at a hospital for?
Kelly Stewart, the people's rights coordinator for the area,
Stewart
narrated a live stream video on Bundy's YouTube account, ultimately attracting over 70,000 views.
Yeah.
The video shows a protester trying to pry open locked double doors and a deputy spraying chemical irritant in his face. The protesters cheered when the hospital released Meyer finally.
God.
Whose tearful daughter wheeled her out and helped her into a van. Freedom, one man yelled.
It's like you don't really want to attack hospitals right now. You want to, you just don't want to do that. You know?
One longtime Bundy compatriot berated law enforcement for siding with the hospital instead of the protesters, saying that right wing, they had joined the Back the Blue rallies last summer, waving American flags and blue lines. We were duped. We were starting to learn that you're actually the standing army our fathers warned us against.
Oh, my God.
They're just dangerous tyrants. We're having a blue line flag burning party tonight.
The thing is, militia fuckers, here's what's real. There's no place in society for you. We would be better without you guys. Everybody, everything would be so much better without you. Now, the cops, things would be better without the cops the way they are right now.
Yeah.
But, like, we don't exactly know how to deal with that. But these militia people, we should know how to deal with them. Just get rid of them. Why do we have militias?
Because freedom. Because guns. And they think that well-regulated militia means that they can form their own militias.
You know what's really creepy around here? There's a lot of gyms that are like militia fitness, or, you know.
Oh, here in Pensacola?
I wonder if that's where a lot of these people recruit people. You know, maybe, they come to the gym, you get your information, you give them your email, all that shit, you get a membership, then you're running around with a bunch of other gym rats that are into the... What is the militia scene like anyway? I mean, what do you do there?
They probably have... champagne and tea parties.
Well, do they like shoot guns together? They train
naked twister.
When do you start hitting people and throwing cereal at them?
Well, yeah, he said the story said that Anus Bundy wants people to organize paramilitary training.
That's raising an army. Right. Organizing paramilitary training. And it's not choreographing a musical.
But what about the cops that are in the militia?
That's a complicated issue.
I mean, they're anti-cop now.
Okay.
I'm thinking there's a little bit of a conflict of interest.
Right. And that, again, goes back to my point. Go home, board up your windows, get some VR goggles. Don't go outside. It's bad. Things are bad now.
As we go through watching this scam impeachment trial, where you know what really is on trial, everyone, it's freedom of speech. They don't want you to have free speech. They don't want President Trump to have free speech. You see, President Trump did nothing wrong. He said nothing wrong. All he did was encourage his supporters who had come from all over the country
to go kill Nancy Pelosi, to go kill AOC,
and
kill
MGT?
Ilhan Omar, because you know she's of the devil and those Muslims shouldn't be allowed in Congress anyway.
This is Marjorie Taylor Greene, the representative from Georgia.
Like, I'm not one of these guys who be like, our founding fathers would be so disappointed, because I know our founding fathers were slave owners and horrible people for the
most
part.
Get all the slave masters posing on your dollar.
Yeah. And that brings up another good point. I don't like to, when we're talking about art, I don't like to critique what I don't see. But my problem with the Super Bowl is that Run the Jewel was not the band. It was not the talent there. RTJ should have been there. They're political.
You're just
angered
that they...
And to me,
they don't want political.
I don't know who is they?
The owners they don't want controversy.
What happened?
They don't want titties popping out. They didn't want anything like that.
What titty is popping out with Run the Jewel? Run the Jewels.
I don't know what Big Mike's got going on.
You know, listen. And again, nipples are nipples. It's just a nipple. It's a thing that squirts milk. If you're a dude, it's, right? I don't even know what it's supposed to do.
She had that star thing on it, though.
Yeah, that was pretty
weird.
Strange
nipple
looking.
Nipple adornment.
Who was that with? Was that
Timberlake?
Oh, okay. I mean, it's so. I just think, I don't know. The weekend was boring, and he's running around in that maze. One guy said it looked like he was at the grocery store and he couldn't find where the toothpaste was or something, and I was like, that is exactly that.
Ed was encourage his supporters who had come from all over the country to see him to peacefully and patriotically march to the Capitol and make your voices heard. There is nothing wrong with that statement. He incited no violence. The liars will never stop lying and they will never stop attacking. And so we will pray for him. We will support him and just lift him up in our prayers throughout this week. While they attack him and try to impeach a president that is no longer a president.
Go fuck yourself.
This is what the representative fascist of Georgia spends her time doing.
Horrible fascist, wacko, lunatic.
Do you think she represents her community well?
Maybe.
That's the terrifying part, right?
Where in Georgia is MGT from? I want to know where, because it's someplace horrible. No offense if anybody from Georgia is listening. You know, Marjorie Taylor Greene.
14th Congressional District.
That sounds, I don't know, Milledgeville. Oh, my fucking. No, she's.
She's from Rome.
Oh, God. You know, Rome, Georgia, and Rome.
Rome, Calhoun, and Dalton. It's in Northwest Georgia.
Why are we listening to someone from Northwest Georgia weigh in on this very important matter? Have you consulted Q? Has she consulted Q?
The district leans heavily Republican. Donald Trump carried the district with over 75% of the vote in 2016.
These people need Prozac. These people need helper animals. Don't send animals. They need something. These people need something.
It is listed as the 10th most Republican district in the nation. By the Cook Voting Index.
You know, Stacey, I would say you need to go there and turn it, but I don't want you to go there. We don't see, that's the great thing, right? We don't need Milledgeville or whatever the fuck, Rome, Georgia. We don't need Rome, Georgia, right?
Right.
Because we have there are other people that can vote that can make their influence their influence is lessened by good people that will vote, right?
Well, yeah.
So we're hoping that that's why we need to get rid of the Electoral College, right? Because then.
Well, it needs to go. Then it doesn't matter. Then it's just the popular vote.
What do we do to keep Marjorie Taylor Greene out of government or somebody like her? That's nuts.
They got to run somebody against her. The Republicans got to run somebody against her.
I think that's the problem.
Completely insane.
How long have you been doing this show? Like a long time.
A while, yeah.
I have not. I can't think of one story. I'm so glad the Republicans were around to ... I can't think of one thing.
Yeah. They really made this better.
And also, too, if Vladimir Putin is listening. Putin, did you hack into wherever the fuck in Tampa with the water to make it burn with lime or some shit?
I don't know if that would be his style.
Well, whoever style it is, I implore you to fuck with another state. Just another one, please.
You can't impeach somebody after they're not president anymore. Now he's a private citizen. But that's what they're going to do anyways, because they'll never stop. They just will never stop. But here's what's going to happen. Their plans are going to fail. Absolutely going to fall straight on their face. But the reality is still there. Freedom of speech is the...
This has nothing to do with freedom of speech at all.
I thought government was a higher calling. I thought if you were in a government, you can't... I mean, I cannot take these people that can't speak. She is a horrible orator. Orator.
What do you expect?
God, I know.
Lofty prose?
I want someone... It's just
She's
embarrassing.
A Q-loon.
If you're in France or, you know, listening to our government, we all so stupid. We're stupido right now. I don't want to be stupido anymore.
The Heritage Foundation, right-wing think tank of dickery.
Spank tank.
I don't know what position this guy's hold, but his name is from the Heritage Foundation, Hans von Spakovsky. Hans von Spakovsky.
Hans von Spakovsky. I love it. What is that? Is that German?
I would think German, yeah.
Spakovsky.
Spakovsky. Von Spakovsky. The von part, right?
Right.
Spakovsky, though, could be... like Russian or Eastern European.
I'm from the same state that Marjorie Taylor Greene represents. So, like, I don't know. I have no fucking idea.
The Christian Broadcasting Network this morning had promoted an appearance by Heritage Foundation's Hans von Spakovsky.
Nine!
On CBN's Faith Nation.
Ooh.
Where he talked about the fact that the impeachment trial for Trump is unconstitutional.
Fuck you.
Here's what he had to say.
I think this is unfortunately resembles the kind of show trials that Joseph Stalin staged in the 1930s against political opponents and people.
Show trials that Stalin put on against his opponents. So this is,
yeah,
this is evil Biden / Stalin.
Do these guys that are like, okay, I'm going to go make a comment, but I'm going to use Stalin, so you can't use Stalin, so pick another totalitarian.
Oh, man, I was going to do Stalin today. No, use Pol Pot. Okay,
use that Wednesday. You got to have a whole thing.
It says that this guy served on Trump's short-lived Election Integrity Commission. Remember, that was with Chris Kobach, that fraud. Even?
Oh, yeah. And then somebody on that commission, it found out there was some child pornography in their past.
Seemed to be designed to manufacture evidence of Trump's baseless claims that he would have won the popular vote in 2016, if not for voter fraud. That's even before this election. They had that.
Yeah.
He was trying to go back and get the numbers changed so that he won the popular election because of all the voter fraud.
He won the election. He is an impossible fucktwant. He's impossible, this guy.
Von Spakovsky urged Trump not to appoint any Democrats or moderate Republicans to the commission.
Of course. You know why? Because it's fascism. And Trump says, this is what I want the commission to tell me, and anything different can go fuck itself. I have to have total fucking submission.
In a court case in 2018, a federal judge reviewing a Kansas law that required people to prove their citizenship when registering to vote. The judge delivered a harsh assessment of von Spakovsky's credibility as an expert witness. Quote, he has never testified as an expert witness before and has published no peer-reviewed research on any subject.
Oh.
Notably, Mr. von Spakovsky could not identify any expert on the subject of non-citizen voter registration.
So... he's not an expert.
Right.
And he's not a great witness. So as an expert witness, he is a failure.
The court gives little weight to Mr. von Spakovsky's opinion and report because they are premised on several misleading and unsupported examples of non-citizen voter registration, mostly outside the state of Kansas. So he's trying to prove voter fraud by saying, look what happened in Cucamonga.
But he's saying, hey, look at what happened in Cucamonga. So it had to happen in Kansas. Right. It happened in Cucamonga.
This is the court writes, his myriad misleading statements, coupled with his publicly stated preordained opinions about the subject matter, convinces the court that Mr. Von Spakovsky testified as an advocate and not as an objective expert witness.
Right. He doesn't know shit.
Here's some shade.
Fuck all.
The last sentence. Here's some shade. While his lack of academic background is not fatal to his credibility in this matter, the lack of academic rigor in his report, in conjunction with his clear agenda and misleading statements, render his opinions unpersuasive. In other words, he's just a ranting asshole who they're putting on television as an expert in immigration.
And Mr. Judge, whoever said this, as soon as someone explains this to Spakovsky, what you meant by this, he's going to be hurt.
Hans.
If someone explains what you wrote to Hans about Hans, his feelings will be hurt.
Hans von Spakovsky.
Nine! Congratulations.
Unfortunately resembles the kind of show trials that Joseph Stalin staged in the 1930s against political opponents and people he thought would interfere with his power.
That's the guy.
I'm going to go Stalin. Should I go Hitler or Stalin? Oh, Stalin.
I want to know what he does for the Heritage Foundation. Like, is he just a member? Is he a poobah? Is he...
Says he's the choreographer.
Is he? Oh, is he?
And he's the dance captain.
He does the interpretive dance breaks.
Right. His job is... He's a dance captain, which means his job is to uphold the integrity of the choreography.
He is the manager of the Heritage Foundation's election law reform initiative.
That means he's a guy that is an architect of voter suppression. He's out there keeping people of color from voting.
Yeah.
I mean, you know.
Oh, what do you think he thinks about climate change?
He loves it.
Von Spakovsky rejects the scientific consensus on climate change, calling climate change a contentious and unproven scientific theory.
Hey, fuckhead, then come to Florida. Come to the crab diving studios in hurricane season and watch the storms, dickhead.
There are still people left who deny that the climate is even changing?
Well, maybe the Spakovsky guy is like, this is how I'm going to appeal to the LCD of the country. The idiots will love this if I say climate change is fucking bullshit.
Why is Rubio trending?
No. Rubio. Maybe he said something stupid.
Yeah, I don't know.
For no good reason.
The tweets are ambiguous about why he's...
Why is the evidence that the Democrats... What is damning about the evidence that the Democrats will present this thing, the Kraken, that they're teasing?
I don't know. That was in the Daily Mail, so I don't, you know. Maybe there's some, I don't know, maybe Melania's going to testify.
Against Trump. He said the night before that I'm going to tell people to go down to Congress. Richard!
He grabbed me, wanted to make fuck while riot was happening. He was so excited.
I don't want to make fuck. I want to make tennis. Did that tennis pavilion ever get used by these Nazis?
We don't know. It's one of the great mysteries.
Joe Biden, you have to.
Along with the Four Seasons.
Yeah, right.
Landscaping.
Joe Biden, you have to take some sledgehammers, go down there, and people need to see you tearing down that Nazi tennis court. I'm sorry. It has to go. Root and branch.
Don't hate the tennis court.
No.
Because of the person that made it.
Yes. Yes. You hate the Nazi tennis courts.
The saga continues.
Yes.
Because last night during a ABC promo.
Hello.
For the upcoming season of American Idol.
Yes.
They're boasting big changes and bigger surprises.
Is Simon Cowell still alive? Yes, I know.
And Oh, yeah. And then they reveal the clip.
Yes.
Of a 16-year-old who walked out on stage to audition for them.
Right.
They cut to the shocked faces of Katy Perry, Lionel Richie, judges.
Good for Lionel Richie, man.
As the girl introduced herself.
Right.
As Claudia Conway and said,
oh,
my parents are pretty influential political figures.
Damn.
So Claudia Conway is going to be somehow on the American Idol show. We don't know if she
is she competing.
We don't know if she made it past the audition. We don't know what's going on.
This is the original Dreammaker.
Valentine's Day, the American Idol you know and love is back.
That's not Claudia Conway.
Shit, man. Damn.
And this season's got big changes.
This huge wall of cameras. It's like, wow.
Bigger surprises.
I'm Claudia Conway.
And stuff we can't tell you about.
Whoa!
Yet.
Buckle your seatbelts.
So there you go. I'm Claudia Conway.
Shit. I mean, you know.
Good thing American Idol isn't capitalizing on the extraordinarily dysfunctional family.
We have, you know,
and this poor 16-year-old girl.
The great thing is, historically, we have some crazy shit going on. Seriously.
Oh, insane. And, utterly insane.
And we are not taking any of it seriously enough. Look for Claudia Conway on American Idol. Everything's fine.
The daughter of Never Trump Republican strategist George Conway and former White House counselor Kellyanne Conway.
Yes.
Claudia Conway made waves with this Daily Beast. Shocking allegations against her mother earlier this year. She first teased a potential appearance on the show last fall.
Yes.
In a video with Katy Perry on her popular TikTok account.
Right.
At the time, Kellyanne Conway said, Claudia and her siblings are taught to be independent self-starters and free thinkers who dream big and aim high. She sets goals and works toward them. Of course, American Idol is the next level. We are proud of Claudia for entering the arena, sharing her beautiful voice and inspirational message about mental health with others.
Oh, wow. She hates you, though. Is that Kellyanne? It's Kellyanne, right?
That was Kellyanne.
I don't think your daughter likes you that much. Right?
I think there's some of that going on.
I'm sorry, Nazi. I'm sorry.
So that's why Conway's and Claudia were trending again today.
Is that what happens when you're a Nazi? Sometimes what? You alienate family members because they don't want to be associated with Nazis. Or they don't want to be Nazis.
Well, yeah. I would assume that.
You know.
Not everybody wants to play in the Nazi sandbox.
No, because it's full of it's a bad place.
Oh, yeah.
You know, Nazi shit. There's Nazi shit in the Nazi sandbox.
Oh, we got to get going, but
and it never you can't wash it off.
Big news. Do you remember that fucked up lawsuit that Billy Barr's DOJ launched at the woman that wrote the biography of Melania?
Yeah.
And
yeah. I saw
this.
Bring on the tapes, motherfucker!
Yeah. So, but it was a really creepy, really scary kind of lawsuit that they were saying that the government should take the proceeds. They were suing for the government to get any profits from this book from that woman because she had signed an NDA or some shit like that.
Yeah.
Well, the new Department of Justice,
yes,
withdrew that lawsuit.
Oh, okay.
And now Stephanie Winston Wolkoff. Now that she is free of the threat of this horrible lawsuit,
yes,
is saying there are literally, there is a quote, enormous trove of communications.
Oh shit.
That she has taped between her and Melania.
An enormous trove. That's like more than 10 communications.
I think so.
Holy shit.
So we did get to hear who gives a fuck about Christmas? Who gives a fuck about? They want me to
There's
do Christmas.
More. I mean, it all.
And decoration. Who give a fuck about Christmas?
Crappy FLOTUS delivers.
So I think in the future, in the yes. not too distant future, we can enjoy some more of the mellifluous tonage
of the fascist FLOTUS.
Of the former FLOTUS.
Right.
Just doing what she does.
Yeah, Nazi shit.
Right?
Right, absolutely.
Let's see if this is the right song.
Right!
It is.
Oh, shit.
Thanks for joining us, everybody. We'll be back tomorrow, 2 to 4 p.m. Pacific, 5 to 7 Eastern. Then we're always on your favorite podcasting application or at crabdiving.com. Check out what Ryan's doing on the internet, radarcomedy.com, radarcomedy on Instagram, Twitter, Facebook, and TikTok.
Follow the very funny Patrick Vile on Twitter or Instagram at Vile Experience. Oh, so freaking Vile.
Have a great, awesome, blessed evening, everyone. And we will holler at you all tomorrow.
What is sin? Well, God gave his commandments so that we could see our sin.
Stop talking. No one listen.
Thank you for listening to Crab Diving. Catch the crabs on Facebook. Facebook.com/crabdiving. And on Twitter and Instagram @crabdiving.